With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been another mass shooting, this time at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. There are reports of multiple victims, and Las Vegas police have announced that the gunman is dead. The university wrote on X, "This is not a test. Run, hide, fight." Shots were fired at the university's business school and the student union. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is resigning from Congress early and will not run for re-election next year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll miss Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin has been a long and trusted friend, and we commend his long service and sacrifices for the House. And we wish him well in the next endeavor. I'm sad to see him go.
His resignation punctuates a historic Capitol Hill career after 15 rounds of voting to become Speaker in January and getting ousted 10 months later by a conservative rebellion. Israeli warplanes have carried out more bombardments over Gaza as fighting intensifies in the south.
It's a stronghold of Hamas, and it's the home city of Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas in Gaza. It's believed that he, his brother, who's another senior official, and others could be hiding out there in underground tunnels. But there are residents who were returning to their homes after the overnight airstrikes, saying that really they hadn't been given the Israeli evacuation orders. It hadn't applied to them. Their neighborhoods, but still they had been badly hit in these latest strikes. Israeli tanks remain placed around the edge of the city. People say that's visible. They know that there are Israeli snipers there as well.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting. On Wall Street, another down day as the Dow dropped 70 points, the Nasdaq lower by 83, the S&P 500 dropping 17, oil down to $69.30 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher is sounding an alarm about the lack of faith amongst young Americans. Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University says he's worried about youth pastors, who he calls the most important pastor at any church.
Why are they most important? Because our spirituality is formed before the age of 13. With children's pastors, we discovered that only 12% of children's pastors, just one out of every eight, has a biblical worldview. Why does that matter? Because you can't give what you don't have.
Barna tells SRN News.
Everybody has a worldview. The only question is, which one do you have? If you don't have a biblical worldview, can you develop one after the age of 13? It's possible. It's not very common, but it's possible.
Barna just released a new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He advises Christian parents not to leave the spiritual instruction of their kids solely to their local church. This is SRN News. Big changes could be coming to Ohio when it comes to marijuana.
State Senate Republicans proposing vast changes to a recreational marijuana measure approved by voters last month. Proposals in committee this week call for banning home growing of cannabis, increasing the approved tax rate, and changing how those taxes are distributed. Voters approved the citizen-initiated statute 57-43%. But legislators can make tweaks as they see fit. Opponents say the changes ignore the will of the people. Jason Walker reporting.
The anti-communist sister of Cuban leaders Fidel and Raul Castro has died in Miami at age 90. Juanita Castro died Monday, nearly 60 years after she fled their communist revolution. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.